Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know, the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
How are you? Oh, I said, how are you? I'm in Lake Tahoe doing some shows here this weekend and drove up. It's snowy. So nice. Hey, you know what I never asked the audience? Do you like two-parters or do you hate them? Hate's a strong word, but because today's a two-parter. Today's a two-parter. I usually do them when I think I'm going to be away and, you know, but should I just drop it as one? Or are you okay with two-parters? Do two-parters help you separate it? Do maybe not having a no-show show where I do 5 minutes into my phone give you a chance to listen to an old podcast? So do you like two-parters? Email me. Just say, we like two-parters, or just drop it at once and have no show. Am I asking you too much? You know what, do it. You don't have to do anything. I didn't bring any pot up with me, which is fine. I, you know, sometimes I like to take 2 or 3 days off. But I thought, I want to go back up to my room, look outside at the snow. So I got what I call the pot of liquor. Like, out of all the liquor, you know, alcohol, to me the pot of it is sake. I got a sake down at the sushi bar. And then I got a lot of sushi, but they're going to call me when it's ready. So right now I'm just drinking the sake, and I feel really good. It's like a nice little buzz I got going. Sake's an acquired taste. I can't say it's great, but I like the warm sake. Feels good. So today, ladies and gentlemen, we did a pre-show, and that is about, I don't know how they're splitting this show up. I don't know what Aristotle's doing. He's out of control. But there's a pre-show with just me, John Bram Wagner, Aristotle, Eric Olson, and Aaron Simon sneaks in at the very last minute. And then Alan Strickland Williams and James Fritz join us about 55 minutes to an hour in. So where does he break up a show like this? I would imagine he doesn't break it up before they get there. Is it? How does he do it? I leave it up to Aristotle. Is it all pre-show? Because just with the gang, we call that the pre-show. That's the pre-show before those guys even get there. But seriously, back to the no show. Like, do you mind two-parters? And when there's no show, does it give you a chance to listen to old shows? Just let me know. A quick email. All right. Oh, God. A lot going on, right? Isn't Todd going to talk about the Louis C.K. thing? Yeah, I will. When I get back. I'll be away for a little while. I'm going to Helium in Philadelphia. Like Martin Luther King week. You know, Martin Luther King's birthday is on a Monday. And then I'll be at Helium in Philadelphia the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday before that. So whatever that is. And it's going to be great. Helium, let me tell you something. And by the way, they got the AC fixed. I know it's winter now. They also got their heat fixed. Helium's a wonderful club. That was the only glitch at Helium, the only little thing. But now it's all getting fixed. Big time. Big time. So if you went to Helium and you love it, because you should, and you went, the only thing is I wish that they did it. They're in the process of spending tens and tens and tens and probably $150,000 on it right now. AC's expensive. Holy shit. But they're a good club and they're taking care of it. Anyway, so can't wait. Helium in Philadelphia, one of my favorite clubs to go. I'll do Preston and Steve while I'm there. I come in 2 days early. I do my shows Thursday to Sunday, but I'm going to get in on a Tuesday. And then I'm going to stay an extra day. Before then, I go to the Blue Room. Where's the Blue Room? I always forget where it's at. I'm forgetting. The Blue Room Comedy Club. You know, you live there. You know where it's at because you live near the Blue Room Comedy Club. Go to their website, Blue Room Comedy Club. I'll be there the week after Helium. I go to Helium. I take 2 days off. And then I go to the Blue Room. And I'm really looking forward to that, too. If you've never been there, go. Because they did everything in their power last time I was there to make every single thing perfect for me. And they did. It was really great. I felt like I was in like a New York City comedy club. You know, when you go downstairs and it happens to be called the Blue Room. It's all blue, thick blue. The band's playing jazz as you walk in. Staff's dressed nice. It's a really cool atmosphere. It's like, it's a funky way. You walk through a pool hall where people are playing pool and you're like, where am I? And then you go down a ramp and you open these doors and there's this perfect comedy club. All right. Okay. Well, that's it. So this is a two-parter. In the beginning, it's just family. And then Alan Strickland Williams and James Fritz show up. And they were just a lot of fun. It was a real silly, fun show. All right? All right. Thank you. Enjoy. Bye. You're great.
It's a good show.
Give me a teeny bit in the room.
Real quick. Try it again real quick.
Give me a teeny bit in the room.
Because these are super.
Hello, hello. Oh.
Oh, your mic's not loud.
The headphone thing was...
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah. Even better?
I'm never giving up again. You know, just when you think everyone thinks you're crazy, if you heard what I heard, you wouldn't think anything.
Test. Oh, yeah, this sounds way good.
Aristotle, are you recording? Did you hear what Eric just laughed at? I guess I knew what I said, but I forget already. But I knew it was funny, and then you laughed. I said, what did I say? Hold on, I can't hear him in my...
You know what I heard, you wouldn't think anything of it.
Hello?
Is your mic on?
By the way, we cannot have microphones with on-off switches. It's amateurish.
Real quick, talk to it? Hold on. No, it's because yours is labeled wrong.
Oh, I love it. Everything's working out. It's okay, leave all this in.
Oh.
People want to know. Yeah, we started. It was a cold opening. Cold opening is like, all of a sudden they just hear us mid-sentence. It's like, oh, that's what happened. And then we do the real opening. Sure, we know how to do a show.
Oh, and then we start. Oh.
Exactly. Wow. It's just us.
There's a kind of hate.
This is where it all started.
At the top of the show. Tonight the intro's intro. A personal greeting from your host. You
sure.
Know what I mean?
Sure,
just
we have to.
The two of us. And Daniel Kino.
Wow.
With facts about the Golden Girls. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
What?
So listen very carefully. Close and you will see this is fun. Bail out with a song.
I love it. I'm having so much fun. You have no idea. Let it breathe.
Is when Todd's speaking also clear on the phone.
Hello?
With
hello?
Sandra Van Garden.
That's right, baby.
There's a kind of hate.
Oh, yeah.
At the top of the show. Tonight, the intro's intro. The wonderful sounds of the Todd Glass Show.
Joe McKenzie, dead at 40. Sorry. I can't help myself. I know it makes him laugh because it makes you appreciate him. You're like, what? Like, that would be a song we might play. So anyway, we did a cold opening, then we did a real opening, and I got a few things to get out of the way.
I forgot about Sandra Van Garden.
I know. Hello? Hello?
What was
the
bit?
Do we forget about shit like that? I guess it's a good thing. It means you just find you have these favorite things. Don't you ever have favorite things? You're like, God damn it, I want to do this forever. I don't forget it. Come on, help me out. Hey, it's Aaron Simon, everybody. It's Aaron Simon walking into the studio. Let me explain what tonight is. I always like to set the scene for people. That's why I call that a cold opening. And then we did a cold opening and a warm opening. The warm opening, and John knows this as well as I do, is the cold opening is, well, you know what that is. The show starts. We just mid-sentence. You hear us talking. You have to take about 15 seconds. Oh, okay, I figure what they're talking. You come in mid-sentence. Then John plays the first jingle song that Joe McKenzie ever gave to us. Came up to us at the Portland Improv, and he said, here, he seemed very shy, and he gave it to us, and me and Daniel, we listened to it. We're like, this is fucking great. And then this friendship developed. So, but I want to say that that's just a cold opening. Now I take the time, because I like to, before we start the show, to explain what's going to happen, who's here, and what's going to happen. Right? Right. That's the next thing we should do. I should tell you who's here. I like to know who's here if I'm listening to the podcast, and then what's going to happen. So Eric Olson is here.
Oh.
And we don't take it for granted anymore. He was away a little bit. He bought a boat.
I taught you a lesson.
Ah, sure. He bought a boat. He lives on a yacht. And all I know is that he's a different person. He comes in here tonight. Is that a jacket that says the lot? What's it? The lodge or something?
Yeah, well, it's the boat lodge.
Oh, the boat lodge. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a mariner now.
Oh,
man.
What? Boat lodge. Hey, everybody, here comes Eric Olson. He's part of a boat lodge.
Original Avengers.
Wow, about that. I guess you heard about Eric Olson. That young lad's part of the boat lodge.
I'm sorry, it's called the Yacht Club.
Oh, the Yacht Club.
Whoa!
Lottie,
all right.
So,
but there are people that have boats there that take that lifestyle way too seriously. Like, I'll say, hey, how you doing? And then they'll go, ahoy there.
All right, bring it down.
Land ho!
Hold it all! Land ho!
Whale at the starboard!
Put the anchor in the water! Can I get some reverb so my mind sound better?
Watch the buoy!
Put the anchor in the water! Hold on, I'll just keep saying hi.
John!
Because I won't buy into it. You guys bump into me, you know, like, at a lodge, you know, and you're saying hi to me. I'm just saying hi back to you. I don't know what the fuck you guys are doing. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
You try to get that thing going with ahoy, but I'm just saying hi. That's all I know how to say. You're like, ahoy, all the bull. Hey, you're trying to make me feel like maybe I'm thinking of joining, you know, and you go, hey, go and saying hi to that new guy thinking about joining. You go, let's get him in the mood right away. We go over, we do our, you know, we go, oh, hey, guys, how are you?
Ahoy!
Ahoy. Oh. Hey, matey.
Okay, hello.
Hello,
nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Coming aboard the starboard bow.
Okay. Well, hello.
Rocky, what we got here? A couple guzzolines, right?
Okay. Well, hello.
Parley.
Well, it's very nice to meet you.
Hello, Poppet. Parley to the captain.
Get it? Do you get it? Remember you did this to me?
But I can't think of more nautical references.
Oh, they were great.
And you guys were great.
I was, you know.
Oh.
Do you want to edit in? Do you want to edit out you saying that? And then you can think of a few. You'll look better. Just take it out. All this will take it out.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Take this out for sure.
No, I'll definitely take this out. We'll just come in mid-sentence.
I'll think of some later, and then we'll edit those.
Well, no. Do them now. Think of them now. We'll edit this out. We're not going to leave it in when we talk about the ones we're going to give you. Hold on.
Set sail.
Hello. Aristotle has a... Okay. So here we go. I'm sorry. I have a professional show to do. By the way, in April, my mom and her husband are coming out to visit, and I'm going to do a podcast with my mom. And can I tell you, I'm really excited. And I know this sounds a little bit melancholy, because it is, but I think when she dies, I will regret that I never did it. I will regret. So now I have this thing as like, you know, like I'm just so glad that I thought of doing it, because I don't know why. But I have to have my mom on my podcast. What else is there?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I don't know. For me, it just seems like it. You know, I don't know. Maybe she'll tell some stories. I'm embarrassed. I don't know. Maybe
can we ask her questions?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm scared what's going to happen, but I'm not going to get in the way of it. She might say some things.
I will just have a bunch of joints rolled.
She won't smoke, but she'll be around it. She smokes, but she said it makes her, I don't know what she said it makes her.
Woozy.
Woozy. She said it makes her woozy. It makes me woozy, Dad. So anyway.
She won't smoke, but she'll stand real close to you.
So that's going to happen in April. They're coming out, her and Steve. Maybe late March. It's going to happen. March. I'm sorry. It's going to be earlier than I thought, folks. Good news.
Oh, jeez.
So, okay. I haven't even told you half of what's happening today, and then I'm going to calm down because it's going to be out of the way.
Does your mom know about Blake Wexler having to hang up that sign?
She says she has her version of it.
Oh, okay.
She goes, I want him in the studio.
I think so.
We should drop that in right now in post. This is a message. I don't take for granted everybody listens to every show. So in post, Aristotle will drop this in. This is a message in the beginning of Blake Wexler's and I's our friendship, still early on. Like, I love that he knew, yes, it's fine. It's so fucking absurd. He leaves me this message.
Hey, Todd, it's Blake. Okay, I'm home in Philadelphia for the weekend. I got a call from your mother this morning. She was hysterically crying because apparently the big banner hanging from her house fell down during the hurricane. It's really important to her. She sounded very, very upset. So you're a good friend of mine. I went over to help her hang it back up. Todd, this is a little awkward. The banner, your mom's banner, it says free pussy on it. It's the biggest banner I've ever seen. It took me like 3 hours to hang it back up. But the smile on your mom's face when she saw her enormous free pussy banner go back up on her house, it was, I don't know, it made all the work worth it. So, anyway, the reason why I'm calling you is that I'm a little strapped for money right now, and the check that your mom wrote for me, it bounced. And it was for $5, so if you could please give me a call back and get me that money as soon as you can, I would really appreciate it. All right, Todd, thanks a lot. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Also, this message was on the album, correct?
It was.
Which was also on the Comedy Bros list of 100 things in comedy in 2018.
Thank you. Do we have any trumpets? No. You know what? It's his... I thought about that... Oh, Aristotle.
Wow.
Thank you, Aristotle. Wow. That was
I bought a trumpet.
To George Carlin, I bought Aristotle an electric kazoo, and it's plugged in. And later, he's going to do a show. We're going to... he's going to... We have, like, a performance from him. And I think I still know where to go back to take this home. So anyway, That's one thing that Wait. Eric is here, and also walking in is Aaron Simon is here, Aristotle's here, and John Brandwagner.
No, 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 no. Can we go back, give everybody the deserve just due?
Yes. Aaron Simon. Yeah, come on. And then Aristotle.
Yeah.
Such a good energy in here tonight. It always is. And then John Brand Wagner, right? And then don't forget, April 4th, Andy Frasco at the Lodge Room. It might change locations, but for now, just keep April 4th, Andy Frasco. We're going. We're going. If there's not 50 of us, I'm going to be embarrassed. I'll tell you the truth right now, and don't embarrass me. I'll run out of there crying. Okay, so hold on. Leo had a baby.
I think the baby's name is also Leo. I think he's the fourth. I think it's Leonidas.
Right.
The fourth.
Okay.
Leo.
Picture. It's like always, you want to, so cute, you want to bite it. I mean, I'm serious. Bob Einstein. You know?
That's sad.
It is sad. And, also more just wanted to, like, you know, always when someone, you know, dies, you try to. I love the fuck out of him when he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like he had to be dead for me to appreciate. I mean, you too, right?
Right. I told Ben Maher of the Philly. What's the club in Philly?
Helium.
Helium. That he was at least three of my top 10 favorite comedians.
Yeah, who are we talking about?
Bob Einstein.
Yeah,
Super Dave.
Me too. No, going on Letterman and all that stuff, and then, you know, all these different levels of his career. But he went from when I was, like, in high school and he was on, I think it was David Letterman, he would come on. I fucking just loved it. I knew something fucking funny was going down. Like, I knew Dave knew it. I don't know how old I was, but, you know, the older you get, the more you forget how in touch. Like, I could have been 13, I could have been 17, but whatever. I knew that this was, like, you know, and he would call him the wrong name and always do it's the funniest thing.
I was noticing today that he would have pre-planned bits that he would take to panel, but for those to work, he would also have to write dialogue for Dave and Paul.
Yeah, they.
He needed them to set him back up. It was. He's just brilliant.
It was, and then obviously, you know, Curb, you know what I like. You want to think that somebody, you know, I'm just making this up. I don't even know if it's true, but I'm speculating. You always think someone that brought you so much joy, and you just really whatever they did, it made you giggle. You know, just I found it funny, and always had a quick run-in with him once. He could, just exactly what you would want to have happen. Couldn't be any sweeter.
Yeah.
Couldn't be any sweeter. And I was nervous, you know? I say I don't get talent. I don't get starstruck, but I get talent struck. You know, I probably get a little bit of both, but definitely more on the talent side. When I'm around someone that I can get so caught up in fucking knots. But he was as sweet as he could be. And he would do those bits. And so, you know, what were we saying?
He died.
Oh, did he? Oh. Shut up, right? You know, he deserved that. Everything he would want, he got. God damn it. Okay, what else, bro? Hey, what's up, bro? I can't, if I hear people. I know it's been talked about before, but, you know, this isn't my act. I can talk about whatever I want to hear, you know. It doesn't.
Yeah, bro.
The bro. Oh, stop. Am I right?
Yeah, overly broed last week.
I'm going to tell you what I think bro means. And you tell me if you think, oh, I don't like it, but for a different reason. You know what I mean? You might go, I don't like it, but I didn't think that's why I didn't like it. I'll tell you why I don't like it. Because I think it's in replace of affection. Like, bro, hey, bro. Like, they're trying to be warm. And the bro, hey, bro. And they're afraid. They're being just that's what it seems that the most when you over bro somebody
there's something that's just complete bullshit about it though, like it's insincere affection.
Right, that's why it bothers me. Just be affectionate.
But I then again I have a problem with like a lot of them, like big guy or buddy.
I'll take that at
chief
least. Did you ever say bro?
No, I'll say my dude.
We have dudes. I'll take that.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'll also take dude,
just say it when it comes really natural. Don't push it. A well-placed dude, I'm not like, but it's like, don't dude me to death and don't bro me to death. Where am I hanging out where this happens? If you want to know the truth, I'm hanging out at the arcade. And I mean, they're nice to me. Like, Tom, who's broing you? I hear it at
going
the gym.
To the wrong
I hear
arcade.
It at the gym. I hear it at the gym, just so you know.
Well, I got it last week on a. I called Sprint to see about adding a second line, whatever, and I got broed. Oh, hey, why don't you say so, bro? I got something for you, bro. No, hey, bro, check this out. If you add. I was over broed. I got to call back. Yeah.
It's wanna, so listen,
something
guess what?
About someone that uses the word
bro,
because now you'd also know the difference between someone says bro or bruh.
Bruh.
That could
gnarly waves, bruh.
That'll swing an axe at their head. I cut a guy's head off once with an axe just because he sneezed into his hand. Oh, why do you have to make it sexual? Okay, so guess what? This is, do you talk about a pre-show? It just doesn't exist in the podcasting world. If I was going to sell this show like they would have an infomercial, this is a show. No offense, but this is a show with other podcasts. Right now we could say, hey, thank you.
Yeah, let's put this out.
Let's put this out there. Thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. Wow, we had some fun tonight. We talked about some... Thanks a lot, everybody. Good night. That's our show.
I felt it went really well.
That's our show. It went really well.
It's like SNL. It's like the end of SNL. Yeah. We all doing our best.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But no, that's a... I don't know what you... We have guests today.
What?
Yeah, we have guests. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
And when they come in, let's give them the big, like, words and then into the big...
oh, totally.
The big, you know what it is. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. When they come in. Alan Strickland Williams.
Wow.
Right? And James Fritz. Hair. And they're both... I love them both. You know what I'm talking about. When you're just around people that you think are funny, but they also just got a great energy, a lot of love. Right, and then fucking really funny, and then weird and different and twisted and just everything we are. So so they're both here together. I saw them at Steve Fine Art's birthday,
yeah,
as you
that
did.
Yeah, was a lot of fun.
And
I didn't talk to them much because they were with the karaoke crowd.
Well, we're gonna get them to
felt
sing
like
tonight.
We separated.
We're gonna
those
get them to
that
sing.
Wanted to do the karaoke, and then the other side of the bar that talked.
I enjoyed. I want them to sing. I forget. Did I write it down? Yeah, karaoke. Okay, cool. So,
Oh, and David Gabor.
Oh, he's great. That's another person we just mentioned. Like, by the way, Doug Benson next week, and then I said I want to. That's the type of person you just want to say, oh, he would have fun on the podcast. He'd be great.
Oh yeah, it was
if he
so
wanted
much
to
fun
do it. I don't want to make it sound like what if he? You know, he might not. He doesn't need me. by the way, fuck. So, James Fritz. I think I said that already. So, Alan Strickland Williams and James Fritz, and they're going to be here. Wow, we got a nice amount of time with just each other. I can slow down.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. We did the Andy Frasco, which was a double, so we didn't do one last week.
I know.
And then there was the holidays. Everyone have a good holiday?
Did you have a good holiday?
I'm taking over the show, by the way.
I don't mind. No, it needed it. I went home for 3 days, and it was really nice. Really nice. You know?
Yeah.
It was really nice.
No, it's
not. No, they're crazy. It was really nice. I had, maybe it was the perfect amount of time, and the food was really good. The company was really good. My brother brought some friends, and I really liked them, and they were fun. And I took the dining room, as I have done in the past. I take it, and I make it like, okay, everybody, no soda cans in here. Just all, we're going to make it look good. I would have been embarrassed to do that 10 years ago because I would have afraid it would have been feminine. You know what I mean? Like, just embarrassed of it. So, but
do
now,
your brothers give you shit?
No. Matter of fact, my one brother, you know what? I told him about 3 years ago, my brother did. My brother Spencer gave me a little bit of shit. He's like, like he poo-pooed it. That's a weird expression, but it's a good expression. And I said, let me ask you a question, Spencer. And I said, I said, you know how you do the play? He puts his heart and soul into the play, like putting these once a year, putting on a play on for all these kids. And a lot of the kids are really good, and he puts his fucking, he gets music, and he really works hard at it. And I said, let me ask you a question. This is after he, poo pooed on my on my poo poo platter. He poo pooed on my poo poo platter. Right.
It was a regular platter, and now it's a poo poo platter.
Now it's a poo poo platter. I had just a platter. He poo pooed on it. Now I have a poo poo platter. Okay, who ordered the poo poo platter? Okay, so hold on. So,
your brother.
Yeah,
after he poo-pooed.
My brother. So I said, when you do that, there's the people that appreciate it and they know it, and then other people are like, ugh. He goes, yeah, how do you know that? I go, well, because it's just true with anything. I go, I look at this as an art. Like, right. It's not art. Like, it's like a, yeah, I said like it's an art. To me, it's like a piece of art, the table, the warmth of it, everything. I just like it. So I go, but you're the person at your school that just because they're not into the play, just not only doesn't have to help, he goes, but they have to shit on it. And you know what? My brother instantly, he goes, you're right. And this year, I went over and we made, I go, whoever wants to be in here, you know, that's cool. He was already at the table, but we all, it's a weird, the group it pulls in, you know, like there's people that definitely go, oh, I'll join that table over there. Some people just want to sit with me. I'm not going to lie. Well, I'm famous. And I'm famous.
Your mom tells people.
She tells people. She tells them. She goes, look at these 6 videos. You'll recognize them. You know, people go. What am I talking about?
The table.
Oh, the table. So we sit at the table, and my brother was in there already, and then so I went. He did have a plastic cup, but I just like casually poured it and switched it into something else. Ended up being a great table of people, just loving it. My brother's new friends, who I ended up loving, and my other brother had a friend there that I didn't know her, and she was really cool. So it was like it ended up being a really cool table. But my brother goes, did you notice I didn't say anything? I go, why? He goes, because I remember what you said last time about the play. And I'm like, oh, no, I asked him. I said, hey, how come you're not? He goes, because of what you said about the play. I go, I didn't even know if you'd remember that. He goes, yeah, I remembered it.
That's great.
I remembered it. It was great, you know. And it was just so much fun. And so how about you? Boo. Yeah. Boo.
Well, yeah, I was going to say,
That's not nice. Give him a chance.
Well, give him a chance.
That's how I felt about it. It was just like any other day. Except I had to have dinner with people that I probably wouldn't normally have dinner with. We talked politics. I sat there angry. And I can't say anything because I'm outnumbered.
Oh, that's painful, right?
Yeah, it's horrible. It was a horrible experience. And
can I say luckily? God, you know what I'm telling people? Just before you overpick on your family, always try to fucking look at the positive. Because if we try a little, it's a lot of positive at my family. We're all together. I mean, if you think about it, like, we're like every other family. Like, we have things, but you know what? We all, I think, have great affection for each other with all the, sometimes when there's drama, but I like being with my family. I really do. Like, I enjoy my family. Like, I love my sister-in-law. I love going over my mom. When everything calms down at my parents' house late at night, I fucking love sitting around with my mom and Steve when they're in a good mood and being silly. So, you know. There's a lot of good. There's a lot of good. And then there's some drama, but, you know, what are you going to do? I just try to, you know, just know that I would miss the... Well, I know that if I didn't get to do it and didn't get to be with everybody, I would miss the fuck out of it. And when I'm not able to do it anymore, I bet I miss the fuck out of it. All right, don't be rude. What'd you do, Aristotle?
Oh my God, really? That's so nice of you to do that for all those people.
Wait, you understand what he's saying?
Yeah, don't you guys?
No, I don't understand kazoo. You speak kazoo, electric kazoo?
Yeah, it was a... Well, I guess in my high school, it was a mandatory credit.
Oh, no, I never heard of that.
Not where
I
come
from.
Electric
kazoo. Oh, okay. No,
yeah,
I heard a lot of different words.
I can
electric kazoo. Certainly, it's different science words, but no, never heard of the
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's cool to have people from all over the world be on this podcast.
Would you mind translating what he's saying? Oh, my God, this is crazy. Well, hello, Wait, who is he? Is he Aristotle in this
and
bit?
Can he understand what Todd says? Or
he, wait, he's Aristotle.
Oh. He's Aristotle. He's just speaks many languages.
He speaks kazoo.
Yeah, of course.
Right. Now but he doesn't have a kazoo.
He said you bought that kazoo and he wants to get your money's worth.
Oh, so you speak it too.
Now, here's the interesting thing. I think we should let the listeners know, and that's what's shocking about it. He does not have a kazoo in his mouth. Honestly, to George Stephanopoulos.
And it's not his.
He does not have a kazoo. So if whatever you picture, if you want to enjoy the show, don't picture him with a kazoo in his mouth. He doesn't.
His mouth is opening whenever
his mouth opens and closes, but he talks kazoo. Wow.
Do that one joke that always cracks me up, Aristotle.
Wait, how do you get it?
Shut up. How do I get it? You're right. You're right. I don't get it. You know what? We'll take a break. We'll be right back right after this.
Hi, honey, Barney, funny face. Also wish you a happy birthday. And Steven wanted to wish you a happy birthday. So my rent was late, my calling you late, but your gift was early. Okay. I'll be up for a while. I'm an owl YouTuber, so I'm up all night watching YouTube. So give me a call. Bye. Sweetie face, knucklehead, toe nose.
That was amazing.
Well, she is. We're sort of. It is warm, but we're playing it up because it all started with me and my mom never really said, you know, I love you. But there's plenty of warmth there, and my mom even acknowledged that. She goes, "What we have is more than that. Like it's, you know, that wouldn't be bad if it was on top of it. But we already have a lot." I goes, "Like that's my mom." I was high one night and I went, "There's the mom I know and love." You know, because it was very perceptive of her. Because we started saying, I love you. That's the point. We started just trying. I said, hey, I don't know why we don't. She goes, I say it with Marla. I say it with Corey. Everybody just. She goes, but I get it. She gets like the kids at a certain age don't want to hug. So it's just whatever it is. I go, so we said it for like a month. And it was fine. But then she said, she goes, it's not comfortable. It's not. So then we started just saying like, okay, bagel bites. And now we try to think of fun things, and it makes us both laugh. Because if you come up with a good one. Last time I did it, whatever I said, my mom goes, you have good ones. So anyway, that was it. Anyway, what did Merle and Spencer, my brother and his wife, leave?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Year and a healthy year and very successful. Love you. Bye.
That's my sister-in-law, who I love.
That's awesome.
Man, for a long time I took, you just take your sister-in-law for granted, but now I don't. Thank God for Merle, man. I think she makes things a lot better.
Your mom said that she wanted to wish you a happy birthday, and Steve did too. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, he's been in a great mood. They took this thing and they glued pictures all over it. It's like this chest, like a little mini chest, and then all these pictures all over. And it was took a lot of work. You know, my mom's like, "Did you put it under your bed?" I go, "No, I have it out." She thinks like that. She thinks she knows me. I'll just like shove. First of all, I wouldn't have shit under my bed. I told her, "You dumb fuck." She started to cry. I'm like, "Oh, really?" That's right. So anyway. But that's that, you know. That's never here nor there. Can you hand me that phone?
Sure.
I want to do an. Want to do impersonation of Vinny. I called Vinny. He's got to have. He doesn't want anyone to hear his conversations at his house. You know where he lives. You know. So he plays stuff, and he's got like the TV on in the background. It's so fun. Okay, let me see if I can do an impersonation of him. Hey, Vinny.
Hey,
Todd. Put something on the background, like an infomercial or something.
Do you love stylish?
Okay, a little lower, a little lower.
Do you love soft?
Maybe pretend like you. This is all the stuff going on when he's trying to like play it in the background. Okay, here we go. Whatever. What else do we have? Like. Yeah, Vinny, it's hard to hear you.
Yeah, what do you? How'd your show go?
Vinny, I can't. It's honestly, it's hard to hear you.
Did you have a... I watched Brian Regan's new show. I fucking loved it. I fucking loved it, Todd.
Vinny, I'm sorry. It's hard to hear. What is that? What is that in the? I hear stuff in the background. I hear stuff in the background.
I don't know. I just turned on my, you know, the call. I'm just trying to get some privacy. You know what I mean? So I just turned some stuff on in the background just so I can have some privacy.
Somebody's
watching. Oh, I understand.
You.
It's just hard to hear. What is that? Did I hear a duck whistle?
No, that's a real duck.
Oh, Vinny, I'm sorry. It's just hard to hear you. It really is. It's really hard to hear you.
Oh, shit. What makes it hard necessarily? Let me turn my TV off. Todd, I'll turn my TV off. I'll turn the TV off. Okay.
What is that? No, that's hard. It's still hard to hear. It's still hard to hear.
Oh, yeah, I hired an electric kazoo player.
All right, Vinny, maybe I should call you back later.
Oh, no, no.
Stop. What's going on? That's his dad at his house, or wherever he lives. Oh, my God, that's so funny. What the fuck is going on in there? Here. All right. I like that phone thing. It's fun. All right, can we put it back over there? Jesus. Let's take our time. John, how you doing over there?
Amazing. Thank you for asking.
Wow. We said the Frasco thing happened. I mean, I still talk about that. Like, that was
awesome.
By the way, Aaron Simon is putting together like a little montage of what happened that night. I'd say we don't know. We don't know how long it'll be. It could be 15 minutes. It could be 40 minutes. No idea. But
let's go
whatever.
And put it out there that it's an hour long.
What?
I said, let's go out and put it out. Let's put it out
the
there that it's an hour
air.
Long.
So it's a documentary.
It's an hour long. It's a documentary. It's a really in-depth look. And the work, the post they did. You know what I said in post?
He did so many interviews.
Oh, yeah. And the narrator was...
The narrator. Well, we can get a narrator.
John C. Reilly.
Jim Gaffigan. Jim Gaffigan. I got Jim Gaffigan. Maybe I could get... I don't know. I can't mention anybody because I can't think of any. You know, when you're thinking of a bit, you're like, who could I use? Who could
Mark
I
Maron.
Use? Mark Maron.
Pow! It was the worst of times. It was the best of times.
Oh, God.
Do you notice something about me?
You're tripping balls, dude.
Casual.
Casual Steve over here.
Casual Steve over here. So this is a relaxing time for me. We are a half an hour away. I'd say half an hour, 35 minutes away from the great Alan Strickland Williams. We'll be coming into this studio, this barn, this. Wow, where do you see the Frasco footage? It's fucking so romantic. I mean, everything about it, you know, Ernie looks fucking great. Andy looks great.
How do I look?
The other Andy looks great. They look something about them. They have a lot of soul. When the camera's on them, they're a lot of soul. And even when they're just they're just there, and they don't. I don't even think they know that camera's in the back of the room. I really don't. And
I didn't
just
know.
They listen. They're very. Let me tell you something. There's something special about that.
The only camera I knew was Steve's, and there was more.
Oh, sure. I had this place fucking balls out deep with cameras.
And you're going to see all of those angles in this documentary.
No one laughs when I say that? You think that's a term I normally use? Jesus Christ.
Got you. Bro. Yeah, bro.
Thank you, bro. Yo, bro. This is a good song, right?
Bro.
I mean, it's certainly... it's a social. No.
You can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, that's a huge HR problem right there.
The workplace, like...
No.
You know, it's just
any year wasn't the year to really
right.
be doing that.
It was probably always uncomfortable, but this not. No. Yeah, no.
Let's
no.
avoid that.
No. 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 Yeah.
People start
no.
abusing their authority or their power over someone else.
No, you can't. You know what? Please. No, 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 no. This song does not speak for me. Da 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 do da do. I like to booby smooby da be do be da boo. I spippy dippy dippy dippy. A dippy 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 dippy. Oh, this is what we were doing. You know what, Aristotle? I want to see how good Aristotle is. I want to remember to bring that back out of nowhere, that scatting music, like right queued up when these guys are here, and see if we can all scat. Because I think with James and Alan, it's going to be a lot of fun scatting. I do. I think it's going to
be
a lot of
fun. Just be a big scat fest.
You know, other bit we're going to do tonight? You want to talk about what's coming up in this?
Their humor is very scatological.
Wait, what?
Their humor is very scatological.
What does scatological mean?
That it scats a lot.
Oh, okay. Let me straighten my notes. Bob Scats? Bob's, what's his name? Not Bob Katz, but it's like that name. Bob Scat, something Scats.
Scat Bob.
Bob Scat Bob. What?
Scat Bob.
No.
Bog Scats. Scat Bob.
Come on, stop. I mean, you're really getting me worked up over here. No, Bob Skaggs.
Barry Kratz.
Jesus Christ. Bob Skaggs, did I win?
Aaron had a good one. Bob Scat Goldweight.
Bob Scat Goldweight. Thank you. That's like that's like nothing. It's its own. Well, I know how to keep the show. I know what people like. Isn't that funny? Someone's on the train right now. I know what they need to hear. It's just like, I get it. I get it. Because I get it. Well, I was in the business. Borrow. Bob. Right? Puts you in a good mood, doesn't it? Borrow. Shut up. You'll be fine. Just get into the groove. Bob. Yeah. Come on. Enjoy it. Borrow. Borrow. Bob. Bob. Borrow. Borrow. Bob. Borrow. Borrow. Sure. Wow. Bob. Aren't you loving it? Are you loving it? Borrow. If you ain't loving it, people, I got better things to do. No, I don't. Please, I hope you're loving it.
Rob,
this podcast is all I've got. Bob.
Bob, Rob.
All right, we'll play that later. That was just a tease. That was just a tease. Now, when they get here, we're going to play a lot more of it.
I can't wait for them to get here.
Why?
Because I like it that much.
Well, you're right. No, because I was thinking, so I won't have to sing it, maybe. But I, you know, that's my own, my own insecurities. Does anybody have anything they want to share with us?
Hey, check out the band Fish.
Yes, thank you. You know, you always give. Throw your love to you. I say, go to.
Brian Regan.
Go to Brian Regan's new show. I've only heard. I saw one, loved it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Somebody I know saw all of them. They go, I couldn't stop watching them. And they said it's great.
It's great. It's everything you think it'll be and a little bit more. Shut the fuck up. It's the Brian. Why don't they have me do their commercials? Instead, they hire these fucking idiots. I want you to isolate this, send it over to the Brian Regan people, and see maybe if I can do their ads.
To Brian Regan?
Are you a Brian Regan fan? Well, this show's everything you think it's going to be and a whole lot more. Seriously, shut the fuck. Oh, I can't curse. God damn it. Mm-hmm. Shit.
That reminded me, though, I did see a commercial for a show on Netflix that I felt was the Todd Glass show.
What?
I forgot what it's called. I think it's just called Tidying Up, but it's this woman who goes to people's homes and helps them clean up their house and keeps it to, like, makes it a more minimal living.
Well, I know what you mean where it relates to me, but I would never, I don't want to...
Watching people, like, have to throw shit out.
The truth is, I don't want to go... Because people would frustrate me. Because people, the worse it is, they hold on to shit. Even people that aren't pack rats, you know, it's hard. I don't want to. Plus, you're taking things that bring people comfort. It's a hard job to go try to help people.
We'll have to check it out, though.
I cleaned out my mom's fridge one time.
Wait, what's the show called?
I think it's called Tidying Up.
You think it's called? Aristotle, you know, you come in here, you do your homework when you're going to reference these shows.
I cleaned out my mom's fridge.
Why do you have to make it sexual?
Because she's a kind of a hoarder.
Yeah, watch your mouth.
And
that's not nice.
She goes, she asked where something was, and I said, I threw it out. She goes, why? I said, it's expired. She said, what year?
Oh. At that point, you have to have empathy. No, seriously, right? I know it's hard if you're living it. I get it. No one gets it more than me. And if someone tells you they do, take a swing at them and hit their neck. I'll tell you, it's all right, but last week was rough. Can we turn the...
It is called Tidying Up.
Tidying Up. Give me a rim shot. Thank you. I'll tell you what. Tidying Up. You know what I should tell people, though? If I had a show, cut your toenails.
Let's pitch it.
I see people. Cut your fucking toenail. What are you doing?
Well, let's pitch that to
Don't
Netflix.
Ever go
Star
out
Glass
in public unless you got short toenails. Don't be a disgust. And these are not animals. Some people that look respectful from their feet up. You know what I mean? When you see them dressed, you don't know. They take off their shoe one day. You're like, what? No. No. Cut it all the way. Clean. Clean your feet, you fuck. I'm serious, and I know I'm right. People know what I'm talking about. You have respect for someone when they have clean feet. Yeah, you give a shit. I bet if what I can see is clean, I bet you're clean. People don't tend to take perfect care of their feet and then the disgusting everywhere else. Maybe there's one person. I'll tell you who it would be, Steve Feinarts. I could see a guy like that. Do you think, is anything I'm making, is it making any sense? Very you cut, your toenails are cut. How about you, Aristotle? Your toenails,
they are cut, yeah.
Yes, because you're clean. Because you're clean. How about you? You cut your toenails? Take your shoe off. We ain't shitting around anymore on the Todd Glass show.
Who would right now in this moment go, you know what, I don't?
Who? Who would anybody? Well, him, if anybody.
Are you saying?
Aaron, of course. Aaron, I got nervous for him. I wasn't going to really make him take his shoe off. I think I felt his feet clinch up. He's like, oh, you can't. What if you said, take my shoe off. I don't give a shit. But when I came over, your foot was so, like, clenched open that I couldn't bend it off. You're like, I don't know. I do. The doctor said I did have swollen feetitis.
You definitely do need to keep your holes clean. Any hole.
All right, now you're making me sick.
That's where you get sick.
Your
nose,
ears.
Your mouth, your ears.
Yeah,
your ass.
Brush your teeth.
Keep it all clean.
Clean, yeah, clean. Scrub. You should want to smell like fucking ivory soap. That should be your goal.
How long is too long for toenails?
Can I tell you? I like really short. But
the trick with cutting toenails, I can't believe we talk about it.
Yeah.
You're supposed to cut straight across from, you know, fingernails you do round and toenails you have to go straight across. So just short enough that you're not going to get...
A hangnail.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, of course. Of course that. Of course that.
I did not know this. I usually go curved.
I think it's whatever you want. There's no rules.
I think if you curve, you're increasing the likelihood that you do get an ingrown toe. Oh, that's why you got to keep it straight.
I love to get my feet. See, I don't like my feet really touched. But I get very sensitive feet. But I don't mind them cutting the toenail. But other than that, just cut it across the top. But don't cut it with the cutters. I like they cut it with the cuticle thing. You know what I mean? The other thing, it can get them shorter. the nail cutter. There's another thing they use when they cut. When I go to a, what is it?
I've never been.
You've never been?
I've never had it done.
Well, I'll tell you what I do like, even though that just cut my nails. That's it. That's all I want done. But then the fucking bottoms. Just scrub the fucking shit.
See, that's what I think I would.
And then you do it, and then you like your slot. You like your socks sliding on. You like it feels good. Just scrub the fuck. One day I want to go to three places in a row and see what'll happen. Like, you know what I mean? Will anybody ever say, "Sir, I don't think they need to be scrubbed"? Would anybody ever stop me? What if I was bleeding? You think they'd still scrub them? Sure, I managed to tell you that story without mentioning the word pedicure. I got you fuckers really good. That's right. I'm starting a new chapter in my life. I'm going to talk about shit. And I wanted you all to know that I got a head transplant. That's how I would show you. I got a head transplant.
Oh, that is.
This is a new. I took on the personality of the old guy. But I do remember how I really was, and I remember you. But I have to talk to you like this.
You bought Jerry Lewis's head.
I bought Jerry Lewis's head. Boy, he was at peace.
He wasn't using it.
No, thank you. He wasn't using his head when he was alive. Come on, baby. The Ty Glass Show. We got duck whistles. We got train whistles. We got everything, and it's free, and we don't charge. You know, we don't charge for any of this extra stuff. I don't know. Other shows, they don't have a band. We have a band. We have duck whistles. We have.
You're saying there's a budget, but no income.
I don't care about. I don't. There's a budget. Thank you. And this is why we take breaks, like the Channel 12. You know what Channel 12 should do? Charge. And stop taking all those breaks. People would like it better. Start a network. No, I'm kidding. I get it.
Channel 12 app.
What do they do? What's it when they stop every, you know, they show a concert, but then they stop and go, it's shows like this. They need the money. I get it. What? The telethon for local access. Mm-hmm. You know, where they show, like, we're showing they'll show like a, there's still, they'll be like, they'll show like a live performance of maybe the Temptations, but then they'll stop it like every, you know, 30 minutes or 20 and go, okay, folks, it's programming like this. If you get the T-shirt, you can get the things.
Like on you
PBS, something like that.
PBS.
Yeah. Thanks for helping me out, guys.
So what's the, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah.
I got a lot of fresh air. Are you pitching the idea of PBS to us?
Yes.
I'll buy it.
That's what we're going to do. Here we go, everybody. You know what I'm talking about. Fresh air. How do I delectable? Fresh air.
It's wonderful on a Friday podcast. Fresh air. It's really nothing serious, but fresh air. It makes podcasting fresh air. It's certainly worth the comedy adventure.
It's a fun show. You can't deny it.
I'm lost.
No, that was beautiful.
I'm not really lost. I'm afraid I'm being too silly.
No, you're not. You're being introspective.
Do you think Tom Martin?
I love that
listens?
That's pre-recorded.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom. I don't know if he listens.
Let's get coffee.
Let's get
coffee,
baby.
Is now the time
baby.
To ask?
Would that be
all right, enough
car?
With the whistles and the bells? Literally, I think we've talked about that before. Well, I just want to make sure that our show is fully like when they get here. We're going to do it. I love to, you know what? It's fun to do this and get ready for somebody. So, like, we can discuss, like, let's go with, like,
this
was
so
we should go
fun.
With words.
What song?
Let's play both songs and decide which one to go with. What do you think? We could have this one. And as they walk in, I open the door. Maybe. Yeah, we can walk in with them or whatever, but this is it. That's right. It's James Fritz and Alan Strickland Williams, everybody. Okay. Or, what's the other one? Let's try that. What do you think about that? I don't know. I mean, it's exciting to not be nervous that we could talk about this. I have somewhere I have to express myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, here they are, James Fritz and Alan Strickland Williams to the Todd Glass Studio here in the barn. Hey, come on, everybody. What do you say, right? We got him for a full hour and a half. It's going to be a lot of fun. Why don't we give me some trumpets and let's bring him in right with the stylingistic. Fucking trumpets take too long.
Yeah, I was going to say that is a better song, but it comes in way too early.
I know. Let me try singing.
Maybe your intro is
a little high. All right, that's it. We'll go with the first one. It's going to be fun. I mean, are you nervous at all?
Yeah, I am.
I'm nervous that we're going to get it wrong.
Should we go in? I feel like I'm going to forget everything.
That's what I feel like. Should we go in when they get here and then go in and meet them all in the house and then walk back here together? Or maybe you guys leave a second before me. That's what we do. When they're here, we take a break. And then we go in the house.
I'm scared, like, when I talk to them, like, a little piece of spit's going to fly out of my mouth.
I know. I've had worse happen. You're not going to believe me.
You farted?
No. A whole lasagna.
You know what I think you should do is you walk them up to the door, and then they come in, and then you go around and come in through this.
Oh, you introduce me. Yeah. Let everyone sit down, and then I... Oh, you know what?
It's your show. You come in last.
Right.
It's a presentation.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's like
you
it was
come
a show.
In with the band.
The star of the show, Todd Glass.
All the lights start.
You think we should really do that?
Yeah. Why wouldn't
See,
you?
How, can, let me ask you something. Do you think this is chickening out if I want to do it this way? I come in with them, but then I go, you know, I was thinking of reopening my show a little differently. Because, you know, it's my show. And then I come in from there as a bit. Because I've wanted to do that for a while. Or do you think I need
to? And Aaron should film it and we'll put it on Facebook.
Okay, cool. Because I like to come in with them, but then that's a fun thing. Now, let me ask you a question. This is why I love who, if I forget, I'm asking every single person. You know when you need to remind me when we come back from break. You need to go, hey, remember, we're going to do that thing where you restart it. You're going to bring them in here. You're going to walk them in here. But then you're going to stop and do that thing where I come in through there. I'm excited to do it. You know why? I really am. Like, you can tell because the way the curtain is right now, it looks cool. Like, it's a cool entrance. John, like, and I, when Andy Frasco was here, we pulled the curtain open and left it open and cleaned up the entry to the sort of what we use as the green room, and it's got pegboard without all the stuff hanging from it. But we used to have a curtain that was shut. There's always been an opening there, but now the curtain is open.
And then there's another black curtain behind that.
Cleaning that up. Oh, so it's just a clean entry. Really, it looks real clean into that green room. So we left the curtain open, so it looks fun to come out of. Like, I want to go over there now. It looks like I want to open that entry up even a little more.
Yeah.
I want it to be twice as wide. Something about it makes it, like, really cool that it's twice as wide. It makes it, like, a legit. What am I talking about? I'm losing my mind. I like John's hat. Why don't we take a picture of John's hat and let people on the show now see what I think they need to imagine. Do you have a camera? Can you take a picture of his hat and put it on the... Where do we put pictures?
I can Instagram
and
Facebook.
Oh yeah.
Who's knocking?
Someone at the door. No way.
No, did somebody knock?
Ooh, your neighbors are pissed.
Who is it?
Told them to hold on. We're gonna introduce you.
Oh, so, should we?
Here.
Should we do it now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, come on, go sit down. I mean, I'll.
So, are we?
And then we'll take a break. Yeah, we'll do it, and then we'll take.
So this is on the show.
Yeah, put it through the house, really loud. Yeah, this will be on the show.
So people are at home, are living this now.
You ready?
Now.
All right, here they are. Come on in. Both here. Great. Look, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. about. So we're like, they're going to be here in 25 minutes. What intro should we do? We're like, let's do this one. Is this a good one?
There was a slowdown on the 10.
Can I ask you guys a... Can I ask you a favor?
What's up?
Other shows, like, you know, they introduce the... Because it is my podcast, not to...
Do you want us to introduce you?
No, no. We've never done this before. Oh, I think our marijuana's here.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right?
Hello.
Okay, how about this? I know this sounds crazy, but you came in, you sat down. How about... Do you want a drink? Like, we could take a quick break. We could probably all go to the bathroom. We get a drink, a beer, mixed drink, whatever you want. We have pot right now. They're delivering it, so that works, too. We can get that. And we'll have fun, and we'll be right back.
Oh, do we have to have fun, though?
No,
a little from column A, a little from column weed.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up! God damn it, we're off to a good start! God damn it, this is hot shit, mother...
It's time for a break.
All right. Okay, we took a break. We come back. Now Alan Strickland Williams, James is James Fritz is here.
I can add a middle name if it helps.
No, you got a great name. Is James Fritz your real name?
Yeah.
It's a good name. James Fritz just sounds like I always see a picture because I hear Jay Leno introducing people all the time. Put it through the mouth.
Does he live next door?
James Fritz is here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Strickland Williams is here. Okay, I guess. Okay, that bit wasn't important to do.
Oh, I thought the mics were off, so I didn't have to laugh.
No. So what I thought was we should all get introduced tonight.
Okay.
You know, come into the room. There's the stage. You know, is that too much work? Do we not want to get up, or do you want to do it?
I love work.
Okay. So here's what we'll do. And do you have any questions for me, anybody?
Lots.
So what we'll do is we'll come in. But what music? I want to pick the right music. Mm. I always get so wound up. Eric, are you good over there?
Yeah, great.
I get so wound up. I want to talk about Steve Fine Arts Party, who unfortunately is dead.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Steve's dead. That's
why we're all here tonight.
That's why we're all here tonight. He's dead. Folks, Steve is dead. You have to get over it. Don't start.
I know Steve.
Don't write letters.
Don't
go to the graveside. Don't go to the funeral.
His family. His family's fine.
He had a nice run. Not that nice, but he had a run, and it's over.
They don't need a thing.
Keep your casseroles.
His family's fine. You just want to spread the word he's dead, but you don't want any fact checking because you know you're lying.
No.
Folks, he's dead. You don't. Please.
Don't call him.
Don't start asking your friends. Did Steve Fine Arts die? Please, get out of your own.
Are they joking or are they? We're telling the truth.
He is dead.
If there's one thing he hated in life, it was tributes on Facebook.
He hated it.
Oh, couldn't get over it. Too much.
God,
too
much. He hated it.
Anytime someone dies, it's another tribute.
Just let me die. If someone says I'm dead, just shut the fuck up and let me be dead.
Mark my
literally.
Words. If I die after my party, don't tell the American people that I am dead. Tell them I'm dead, but tell them not to do anything about it.
Right.
That's on his tombstone.
Steve Fine Arts is dead.
Big whoop.
Big whoop.
That's what killed him.
Big whoop. Apparently you...
He had the big whoop.
He had the big whooping cough.
Oops. I like taking big gulps.
Whoops. Have you ever had a big
I guess
gulp?
That's not good, though.
You'll love it.
Hey, do you mind saying that again? Leave this all in, of course, but here. Say that again. We'll edit that out. Then we'll edit it in. It just
you're going to edit it out, then edit it back in?
We're doing nothing. But just feed that line one more time, and then we think we have a way we can go with it. Okay, here we go. You know what? I like sometimes I like taking big gulps.
Have you heard of this big gulp?
Sometimes in the show, I feel there's moments. I don't like to pass them by. So here's what I'd like to do.
Okay.
Be honest with me. We're all here.
Sure.
We got a long time to hang out and have fun and be silly. If there's anything you want to do, you do it. If there's anything you don't want to do, you don't do it. Should we? Don't think, well, Todd wants to do it. Don't think I don't want to do it. Don't guess what I want to do and then try to make a decision. Should we? Matter of fact, I might leave the room and let you all discuss it. No, I won't. I'm too tired to get up. But should we let everybody in the room gets introduced? And we all go into the green room that I've created next door.
I think we should do a blind silent vote.
A blind? Okay.
Yeah.
Then
yeah,
who
yeah.
looks?
I think the other option.
Nobody?
No one.
How do we know?
We don't know. But we get to vote.
And then we do that.
But we all get a voice so that no one can hear.
It's called representational democracy.
Yeah.
Wow. So what do we do for
the
real?
The other option should be that we all take our turns doing our version of how we introduce you, and you come through it every time.
Oh, I think that.
I think we should.
That doesn't seem.
Yeah, let's make Todd run around.
We should introduce.
How about if there's somebody that wants to do it, they go, I want to do it. That way there's no pressure. Okay.
I like this.
Now, do you have good music? Oh, we have a trumpet player here sometimes and a drummer. Tonight, we don't.
Oh, they're sick. Well, they're take sick. That applause back.
They're dead. All the trumpet players we use died.
They've been hanging out with Steve.
Horrible, vicious car crash.
Steve was driving him to the big jazz club downtown.
Steve was driving. I mean, we can't make it up because we all know the same story.
Right. How could I
driving
to the big jazz club?
The big jazz club downtown.
The big whoop.
The jazz club.
That's actually a good name for a jazz club. The big whoop. That's good.
Right, so I'm gonna take this seriously. No, I'm not. That would be sad if I'm gonna. No, I am gonna take it seriously because. I thought about that.
A friend of ours is dead.
Yeah.
It's serious.
Friend of the show.
Let's dedicate this show
to Steve Finer.
Would he want that?
I think he would.
Okay.
Let me tell you something about Steve. I thought very shortly into knowing him that he was like a brother to me. Like, seriously. Like, I thought, like, this guy reminds me of, like, family. Like, I tell people.
Do you like your family?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
If I say that, it means something different.
Now he's fucking dead to shit.
Fuck.
Thanks a lot, Jazz.
Yeah.
Who's Jazz?
That's what killed him.
His girlfriend?
You know.
Yeah, you know his girlfriend.
Short for Jazzercise.
That's my favorite, the delayed one. The like half a second and then fade into it.
I mean, obviously, Danielle, I hope she doesn't hear the podcast. She'll think, who's Jazz?
Everyone knows about Jazz, Danielle.
Everyone knows about Jazz,
it's time
Danielle.
You learn.
Jazz in the movie. No, Jazz, to me, I pictured, like, because it's so, like, you know, like the jealous Jazz, and she, I don't know what I'm talking about.
That's a great mistress name.
Let me have some pot here. Okay, so you think, okay, you have good music planned?
I have a bunch of music.
Okay, so you do what you want. I don't know. I'm going to try. I wish I had a nice suit on or something. Remember, you used to wear suits.
Oh, I actually brought one for you.
You want some?
Yeah, some right, suit.
We'll do this, and then we have fun things. Don't worry. It's not all going to be introducing
me. This part's serious.
This part is serious. But I don't want you to think, like, first of all, I thought it would be you guys doing it. I thought it would be fun. But now, we'll see. If it's not fun, we'll stop it.
Well, it's fun so far.
Tonight, come into the room. Like, it's the star of the show. Now, if I had a six-piece band, it would be a lot better. But we got pre-recorded stuff. We got a drummer here tonight.
You got a kazoo. What
yeah, baby.
We got
and you know what they say? A kazoo's as good as drums.
You're damn right.
Guys.
Who says that? I have to come back to the mic. Seriously, James, who says that you meant that a kazoo? No. You have musician friends. I take it, right?
Yeah.
Who said, "Oh, kazoo's as good as drums"? Like in a band, like they, you know, if I don't have a drummer, I get a kazoo.
Right, I can get by.
I get a kazoo guy.
Without my kazoo
guy, you get by with the kazoo guy.
What can replace it?
We used to have a joke: a guy with a
kazoo. Dying bird.
What?
What could replace it? A dying bird that you like mangle its neck somehow to make a sound. No, it's close, but it's no kazoo.
drums, anything. Hit a stick on a wall.
Thank
boom.
You. You know what? Matter of fact, that reminds me of a running bit we used to have. Like, what if you got on a plane or whatever, you go board early with your kazoo? It's exactly the case of a trumpet, but uh-huh. it's a kazoo. And then the guy next to you, he plays the trumpet. He's putting it on. You go, yeah, I play a wind instrument as well. He's like, oh, what instrument do you play? He goes, the kazoo. And obviously the trumpet guy or the sax guy, whoever mm-hmm. it is, you're going to try to be nice. But he's like, oh, right. He goes, yeah, I mean, I just think of them. He goes, yeah, they might even go, because you don't really call a kazoo. Like, and the guy goes, hey, look, they're all wind instruments at the end of the day. Some people say a kazoo is a little harder because you don't have the notes. But I'm not. He, the kazoo guy, because if you wanted to nitpick, you could say mine's a little harder. But anyway, it's all wind instruments, you know. Some sick fucking guy I made up.
I hope they arrest that man at the airport.
If you could hear any sound effect in the world, what would it be?
Kazoo. Oh!
Sorry. I thought you were going to say duck whistle. To be honest.
Duck whistle, my bad.
I thought you were going to say duck whistle.
I'm from Kentucky. That's what we called them there. Duck
whistle.
You
grew up in Tucky? In Kentucky?
Yeah, we call it Tucky.
Kentucky? You grew up in Tucky?
Yeah, boy.
Alan, I'm
I ain't just whistling ducks.
How'd you two meet? See, I'm a good interviewer. Everybody can fuck off.
Yeah.
I couldn't even. I stuttered when I said fuck off. God damn it. Everybody can fuck off. Okay, how did you meet?
We met in... Oh.
Don't worry about it. Why are you throwing symbols at us?
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Alan Strickland-Williams has a bad temper.
We met. No, I don't have a temper.
You don't?
No, not really.
Alan, you kind of
do. I like
do.
To hear that.
No way.
No, you punched him.
Who called in?
It's Jazz.
Oh,
Steve,
no.
Steve Fine Arts lover.
Oh. Like, there's a. Listen to
that's
this.
How,
it's all on you. It's all on you.
That's her business card.
Hello?
Alan, you know you get angry.
No, I don't, Jazz. Shut the fuck up.
Jazz, well, don't call into the show. We're going to let you through. Are you there?
Yes, hon.
Stop calling. I don't know. Why
I
is
call everybody hon. I'm Jazz.
I like it. I like to be called hon. It feels warm.
All right.
Sure for Honduras.
But you can't. Sure. All right. Well, you okay?
Happy Honda days.
Oh, thank you. Ah! So I guess I'll do the thing.
Yeah.
Ruin the momentum we have. Why can't I just talk? That's the new show I have. I just
oh, like
just
a talk
just
show?
Just sit here and talk.
Yeah, we talk about stuff.
What kind of topics?
Do you like the headsets? Hold on.
Oh, am I the only
one? Oh, it's a talk show about talk shows. Do you like the headsets? are the microphones good?
You know what? Hey,
these
what are
levels.
You, what do you guys think perfect. Of the levels on my talk show?
It sounds great. It's very smooth. Very smooth. Yeah. Yeah, the mixer, I got to say, I've seen a lot of people use that mixer before, not as well as Aristotle.
Well, this mixer that Aristotle's using has, I think, in total, 14 channels.
Now, is that a standing mixer?
This is a standing mixer.
It
is
now, why
not,
is it called that?
It's called a standing mixer because... it fucking is, all right? So you got a problem? You got to always ask me everything. I don't know.
Talk show.
Bro. Who was that?
It's a character from my new one-man show called Ernie Svezzafello. Okay. Ernie Svezzafello. He's a character that I'm working on. Hello. He comes out. He does a big song.
Now, how would a Jay Leno introduce?
Hello, I'm Ernie Svezzafello. I like to sing and dance. I'll give you.
That's why they call him James Brown.
What's your favorite color?
I don't know.
What? He's right. Yeah. Thank you. We're giving him a standing ovation.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Oh, me? I'm so humble. This has never happened. I'm grateful. I want to thank my fans and Jazz.
So the other night at the club. I think, it doesn't matter who started it. My perception was Alan Strickland-Williams did. I like to call you by your whole name. It's a great name.
Thank you.
It's a great fucking name.
It's short for Alan Strickland-Williams. So,
oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, oh, the joint slit. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Fresco it, baby. I got a little treat for us, too.
Oh.
I got a little treat. We bought Aristotle an electric kazoo. Literally, it's hooked into the PA. Look.
Oh my God.
Okay, that's really good.
Later, we have a performance. Do you like Tom Jones?
That's really good.
Later, he's going to do It's Not Unusual.
What if I say
on
no?
On the kazoo. Yeah, I'm really not a big fan. So anyway, thank you. It's a marijuana cigarette that I'm passing
thank
around.
Thank you. Legal?
What were we just about to do? We're about to do something.
I feel like there's someone we might need to
introduce
do
who?
A little introduction
oh,
for.
Oh, introduce me. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I thought there was even something
is this
else.
Is like a jazz club you're coming out?
No, I think no. It's just I'm a
1,000-seat theater?
I would see if I could pick anything. 150-seat, but it's plush. It's like looks like my Netflix special. No offense. I compliment myself, and then that's the worst way to even go, no offense. Like, wait, that was a compliment. No offense to myself that I say how nice it looks.
I don't know if I've told you in person. I loved the special.
Thank you.
Nanette.
Boom.
Boom, baby.
Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Alan got
time.
Alan
got
time.
Alan got time.
Alan got time.
Oh,
that's right, he's here.
Look out.
Come on, baby.
Alan Strickland.
Oh, here he is.
He's back on the Top Glass Show again.
It's me, baby.
Come on, everybody.
Strickland Williams. He'll tell you up front how many jokes he has.
Maybe 12, maybe 13.
Uh-oh.
What?
Strickland Williams. Well, he's back tonight with
Tom. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Hey, everybody. It's good to be here.
Yeah!
No place I'd rather be in the world. My favorite podcast and show.
Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, James Fritz is here. I made this one myself.
Yeah, James Fritz is here.
Yeah!
James.
Fritz!
Oh. You
what?
That's for a
no man. No, shut the fuck. No, the one we made just for him.
James.
Fritz!
James.
Fritz!
James!
Fritz!
Get in the Fritz.
I'm sorry.
God bless America.
Land that I love.
Stand beside her
and guide her with the night from the light from the Todd Glass Show.
I'm sick of these millennials not wanting us to gender America.
Oh. Please don't.
Stand beside her.
Her.
I'm sorry, too political?
No.
Hey, you know what I think?
No, I just,
it's so weird. I feel like there's one person we're forgetting to.
Yeah. Oh, who? Right.
Wait.
I feel like there's one person we need to introduce to really get the Todd Glass
Sandy?
Show going.
Oh. Is it?
We're going to take a break.
Alan, who is
move.
It?
We got to move you over here. Why don't you just move right to the table?
Yeah, I'll scooch.
All right.
I feel like we're at the cellar right now. He's being called over to the table.
Yeah.
You know, who's the writer that said the two saddest words in the
normally,
English language were cellar table?
There's only one guest, so what did you say? I'm sorry. I want to be a good host. I want to be a good host. What did you say?
It was like a literary reference. It was pretty heady stuff.
Pretty heavy.
Todd, by the way, Todd made James repeat it, and then right when James started talking, Todd just immediately looked at me.
Probably comedically. Huh? Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. He thinks we're a duo.
Well, he'd be half right.
Which half?
Are we recording? We are? Oh, okay.
Let's edit this out.
Let's edit this
and out. Then edit it back
and
in.
Alan, don't forget to plug our show.
What show?
Oh, Night Coffee every second Sunday at Bigfoot Lodge.
Next one's January 13th, I want to say.
I wrote a song
whatever
about
the second
it.
Sunday is.
Oh, did you write it? Did you write a song, Tom?
Yes. Do I have reverb?
Do you want an introduction?
No. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. One more.
Let me stop. I like hearing the reverb in the headphones. You don't hear it in the house. But
yeah,
you can't. You do? Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I should make this
a fucking professional
showroom. Just make it. Get rid of the podcast studio. Put like 5,000, make it the coolest comedy club in the world, and then just have some underground where you go, it's like 40,
are we still recording?
30. Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Because earlier you said you wanted to edit this, and I wasn't sure if.
Oh no! Let people hear what we do. Alan Strickland Williams, how are you? I go to a very formal interview. Alan Strickland Williams, where did you get started?
I got started right here in Los Angeles, California.
The Todd Glass Show.
Yeah.
Oh, you started. This is your first.
Yeah, I used to be the door guy here. Then I started getting mic spots. Then they started letting me clean up for the podcast. And
they say that's
a step up.
Yeah.
Now they say the Todd Glass Show is haunted.
They let you clean up.
Then they let you clean up after the podcast.
I feel like, can I tell you why this bit, like, I can't really, maybe I could tell you my dilemma with it, is that I have to be not the nicest guy if I don't remember you if you used to work here. So can we, maybe I had amnesia?
Yeah, sure.
So then we could do the bit. Everything could stay the same.
Oh, man.
But
it's so sad that since Todd, that nice guy, got amnesia.
Yeah.
He was so nice before.
I've noticed he doesn't remember my name. His tone is always nice.
He wants to.
And actually, the tone is always nice, and the energy is always nice, so it's kind of
great,
like,
energy.
Fine.
Hey, I am not complaining about the energy.
But he
can
does
I tell
forget
I love
names.
You guys.
Simply
I
remembering
what
names.
I asked you to do. But once you started doing it, I knew why I asked.
Well,
it
you
was
can
great.
Catch comedy like that every second Sunday at Bigfoot Lodge in Los Angeles.
This Bigfoot Lodge.
Little show called Night Coffee.
Where? What time is the show?
I heard you wrote a
show?
Song about it.
I did. Let me. Do we have a? Here we go. No, give me some. No. Oh, let me do it at the piano.
Right, let me do it at the piano.
He can't sing. He's been practicing the piano, guys. Yeah. It's getting pretty good.
Oh yeah.
He's gonna. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah.
Now this is, and Todd is playing a baby grand piano right now. Ivory keys, ivory pedals,
the whole thing.
I think he bathed with ivory.
Ivory soap.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh wow, he's really good.
I thought he would be good.
Is this on?
This looks. I haven't seen a piano played like this.
Look, I'm Andy Fresco.
What'd you say?
No, look, everybody, I'm Andy Fresco. This is what you're doing.
I haven't seen someone play like that since The Muppet Show?
Yeah.
Are you ready for my song?
Let's hear it.
Is it into your show?
It's called Night Coffee.
Does it matter that I can't hear your music?
Yeah.
Get a little more vocal.
Here we go. Give me some more vocals, thank you.
Man, seriously, this cat can play.
If you guys want to work against me, I mean, I'm not a good singer, but I need all the help I can get.
Well, you're a great piano player.
Yeah.
No, can you play the Mr. Rogers one, maybe? Instead.
You play it.
Can you play
it? Yeah, ask yourself that question.
No, that was rhetorical.
I just laughed, but I didn't get it, but then I got it while I was fake laughing, and then a real laugh emerged.
Yeah, sometimes if you fake it, we're funny.
I'd be like embarrassed that I didn't get it. I don't want. I always want to get it.
Now, what if you did get it, but you've lost your memory of getting it? You got it. All right.
And then you're like, "What'd I get?"
Too good feeling, you know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling, you're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, sing along, you fucks, I think I'll make you a snappy new day. Look for the helpers.
Hamburger Helper, brought to you, brings you the Todd Glass Show.
Wait, what, are we sponsoring the Hamburger Helper?
Can I tell you why? Hamburger Helper is better than you think it's going to be.
Wow.
You know, about a year ago, someone said, you never had Hamburger Helper?
Uh-huh.
So
to
I
you?
Made a little Hamburger Helper, and right afterwards I said, you know what? No wonder it's called Hamburger Helper.
Day and night and day.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear,
Not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like.